Nice moves, good man.
As played by my guest, David Tennant. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
I'm pleased to see you. I was disappointed that wasn't Divine Comedy. I thought it was going to be Divine Comedy singing Casanova.
Yeah. They have an album called Casanova, right?
Oh, maybe there isn't a song called Casanova. Shut up, Graham. I know nothing.
I can't remember.
Anyway, I saw you on telly last night.
Ah, yes. I got pooed on by a pig.
Now, did you get pooed on or peed on?
Pooed on.
Actual. Yeah.
It really.
And although those are small
bad.
Pigs, I bet you the big bit of them's a bowel.
Oh, it was one of those kind of acrid strip the back of your mouth off smells. Yeah.
Oh.
Really not nice.
Oh dear. And was that the suit you were wearing out afterwards?
Well, do you know, I mean the jacket that is now in a sealed plastic bag, probably to go to an incinerator. The Paul O'Grady show found me a new pair of trousers, though, which I was quite impressed by.
But mind you,
maybe they were prepared for animal poo related
incidents. Actually, they probably got it. And also, you're a similar build to Paul, aren't you?
Yeah, they could have been a pair of Pauls, actually.
Yes.
They were very nice. They're not getting
good.
Them back, that's for certain.
That's very good. And now, you were on there and you're on here to tell us about your new drama,
yes.
Which is tomorrow night,
yes.
BBC One.
9 p.m.
And I haven't seen it. Tell us a bit about it.
Dave and Rita are a very happy couple. They have 4 kids. Dave also has a daughter from his previous relationship. He's also got a very young grandson. So there's this slightly modern, complicated family situation, but they're very happy. Nice house, nice job, life is good. And then Rita is knocked off her bike and killed. Completely arbitrarily one day, and life is never the same again. And it's sort of the story of what happens next, how Dave copes, how the kids cope, and how their sort of extended family and friends cope. And then Dave and Rita's best friend, played by Saran Jones, start getting a little inappropriately close, and they can't figure out what they're doing, whether they should be doing it, and how the kids feel about that. And but it's just this brilliantly written, complicated, really true story.
Yeah, I'm going to say all the previews of people who have seen it are just glowing. They're just saying it's incredibly
good.
Well balanced and beautifully acted,
and
because it's difficult stuff, and yet anecdotally it would seem there's a lot of men who get widowed do end up with close friends of their wives, or
yes, there are. Well, yes, as we were making the show, more and more stories we keep going. Oh, I know somebody who this happened to, and indeed. I think the inspiration for the story, Mick, for the writer, read a couple of articles about this very phenomenon. Because I suppose in the midst of that sort of grief, if you're all suffering together, there's a sort of, you know, emotions get confused and mixed up. And
yeah.
Hey, you know.
And also, in a way, it's almost like you're being a good friend to
yes.
your friend, because I'm going to take care of your husband.
Well, that's the thing.
And I'm going to take care of your kids.
Yeah, it's quite complicated as to whether that's a good or a bad thing and what's appropriate and what isn't. And that's sort of what the drama's about, which also sounds a bit dry, and it's really not. It's beautifully kind of just observing a family life and what it's like to have kids around and to be a kid. And it's just great. I'm really proud of it.
And how many? It's on for 4 weeks.
4 weeks, yeah.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
Mm. I know, honestly, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good.
And it's Saran Jones.
Saran Jones and Laura Fraser, Mark Heap's in it, Niamh McIntosh, great cast. And Rupert Graves turns up next week, and he is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it nice to be back on BBC One in a kind of...
Oh, yeah. That's the BBC, love, isn't it?
It is.
It's where drama's made.
We are one BBC.
We are. We're all very happy and we're all on message.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Too right.
Yeah.
You've signed your form.
Of
That's
course
good.
I have.
Phew. And relax. because obviously you must... The Doctor Who thing just doesn't go away. I mean, there's, you know, crowds of lovely Doctor Who fans
yes.
outside this morning.
Yeah.
You think they'd move on? You have.
I think it's one of those things, you know, the obituary's written. I think that I know what they're going to say. It's one of those things that stays with you. It's a badge of honour.
Yes. And I mean, in any way, do you regret doing it now that you're on, because when you're in the middle of it, it must be fabulous. It must be absolutely wonderful when it is all about you.
Yeah.
I am David Tennant. I am Doctor Who. Everyone loves me. I'm winning
show.
Awards.
Yeah.
You know, it's huge. But now that it just this thing you're trailing, is it kind of annoying?
No, it's not actually. Because I'm still very proud of it. I love doing it, and It did so many wonderful things for me and my life and career and all that. So I know it would be churlish to look back. And I'm a fan of it too, so I can understand that excitement about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, of course, Matt Smith knew Doctor Who, but the other thing you did when you were Doctor Who, you very successfully were Hamlet.
Yes. Well, I certainly did it. You can say very successfully. I can't possibly.
All I would say is, rather annoyingly, Rory Kinnear has just opened this week.
Yeah.
To really good reviews. Suddenly, he's the best Hamlet of a generation.
Yeah, it doesn't last.
Yeah. Hamlet was mine.
He can be the best Hamlet of a generation for this week. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Someone else will do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Sheen's doing it next year. It'll be him.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The many voices of. David Tennant is my guest. And right now, here's James Blunt. Stay the Night. I defend James Blunt. I like him.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, no. He's a nice man.
I've never met him. I'm sure he's lovely.
He can write songs. He can sing.
And he can fight in the army.
Exactly. Double work. I know. I feel bad. I feel Britain has handled him badly. And now I'm talking over his singing.
He's the Ann Widdecombe of popular music.
Leave him alone. Sing out, James. Sing out. Hey. James Blunt, Stay the Night. David Tennant, my guest. I'm Graham Norton. And I've talked you round. You like him.
I feel bad for slagging off James Blunt. It was a knee-jerk reaction. I just went... I just did what everyone else does. And you're right, he's a lovely songwriter.
Yes.
And it's not his fault.
And we've been nice about... Oh, that was strange. I didn't even know that was a corridor. I'm so frightened. There's a man. I thought that was a window. And it's like in your house, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got double glazing and suddenly somebody just walked through the double glazing.
Oh, he's fiddling with something.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's enormous. He's a large gentleman.
I know, absolutely. He's a giant of a man.
He obviously can't hear us.
No, he's from... No. Why would they have it on in the building? But I'm relaxed because he's got a thing around it saying BBC.
Oh, well, we're all fine. He's been cleared.
He's meant
cleared
to be there.
He's editorial policy correct.
I wonder how you get in there. It's like the Big Brother camera run. I have no idea.
He's gone through the ventilation shaft.
Anyway, we've gone off message.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we have. Now, James Blunt there, of course, he was singing a song there. I'm told I wasn't listening. There were references to California in it. Is that where you've just come back from?
No, I've just come back from New Mexico, actually.
Oh, because you're making this movie.
I made this movie Fright Night, yes.
Which I never saw the original.
No. I don't think I ever did either. Well, I mean, I've seen it since. I don't think I saw it at the time. It was a sort of B-movie surprise hit in the 1980s.
Is it one of those kind of comedy horrors?
Not really. Our version is a bit more. But it's also still a straightforward horror film. Yeah, in the 80s, it was quite... You look at it now, it's a little dated, the original. But it's got a certain charm to it. And it had Roddy McDowall and Chris Sarandon in it. I know. I'm Roddy McDowall.
Oh, that is genius.
I'm Roddy McDowall.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a lovely... I'd love to be Roddy McDowall.
It was fun.
Yeah, Bernie used to live in Hollywood and just have those great dinner parties, really eclectic
people. Bet Roddy McDowall had a great life.
Yeah. He was friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Friends with absolutely everybody.
You imagine he was a lovely man.
Yes. I've never heard anything to the contrary.
No, that's true. That's true. And he oozed loveliness, didn't he? He oozed warmth.
So this Fright Night...
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Sorry, okay. Roddy.
Doubtfully. I hope he's dead. Otherwise, what the hell am I saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't speak well of the living. James Blunt. Curse you, James Blunt.
I love James Blunt and Ann Widdecombe. I wouldn't hear a word against either of them.
Do you know, I've come round on the Ann Widdecombe thing.
Well, I've always... You see, I have a thing with Ann Widdecombe because people are so mean.
Our headline. We can just play records for the next hour and a half now. That's our soundbite.
I just think people... I mean, I don't agree with her politics. I find some of the things she says quite reactionary. But people are so mean about simply because of the way she looks. I always feel that's a bit unfair.
Okay. Now, I was a little cruel about her last week, and apparently she was listening to the show, and I knocked her confidence.
Oh, Graham.
I know. Isn't that awful?
Because she's on the dance show, right?
Yes, she is.
If she gets knocked off, it'll be your fault.
No, it really won't be my fault, because I came round last week. I'm not a fan of Ann Widdecombe, but she was very warm and winning on the show. You didn't see it, of course.
I wasn't here, yeah.
Well, you have to watch it tonight.
Can she dance? I mean, she's 900 years old, isn't she? Can she dance?
She's 63, and no, she can't.
Right.
No, she really can't. But, you know, they dress her up. They've got a sort of a spangly tarpaulin and they drape her.
Now, you see, you can't help yourself. We just, a poor old Anne gets such a drubbing for not being...
But she's warm and she's winning.
She's warm and winning.
And actually quite wishy. She got some jokes away last week.
And she's not been voted out yet.
No, there hasn't been a vote yet.
Oh.
But, no. And she won't. No.
Poor old Anne.
My prediction's Paul Daniels tonight. I think he's...
Paul Daniels? Daniels is in it.
Yes. Oh, you've missed it all.
With the lovely Debbie McGee.
Oh, you thought you were having a good time in Hollywood. You weren't.
No, I knew I was missing stuff.
He's back. He's got glasses now. It's something. I think there might be a draft coming through that window. Hi.
Oh, now he can hear us.
Oh, he's smiling. Oh, he's waving. Laughing. There you go. Oh, he did funny creeping acting. Very good. I'm not sure how good this radio is, but it's quite nice being in the room.
Well, it's good for us.
Back to Hollywood.
Sure.
Is that your focus now?
Oh, I never had a focus. I just kind of bumble on from one thing to the next.
No, but there must have been a bit when, because after Doctor Who, there must have been agents and people kind of going, right, we've got a strategy. Because you did do the pilot season, didn't you? You went out there
I didn't do pilot. Well, no, you see. I bumbled into that.
Oh, right, wrong.
I went out to America to do, because there was a bit of that. There was a bit of, you got to go stateside. All these people want to meet you. All these people want to sit you in a room and go, I love your work. I've never seen any of it, but I'm sure you're great. And I did that. I did 3 or 4 weeks of all that. And at the end of it, they suddenly went, we need you to do our show. And I went, I want to do one of these shows that go on for 7 years. They went, you got to do it. Here's loads of money. And I went, I don't know that. Should I really? And so anyway, I did it. And then it never got picked up anyway. So I just bumble on.
Jobs is jobs.
Jobs is jobs, you know.
Is it a weird feeling getting back to being a jobbing actor again?
It's quite nice. It's quite nice to be at a slightly different level because now you kind of there's more of an element of choice involved, I suppose, to an extent. I think actors now are never the governors of their own destiny like people think we are. You know, people go, so where do you want to be in 5 years' time? You know, I have no idea. Paying the mortgage would be nice, but I just bumble on.
Okay.
Did you ever have 5-year plans? Do you sort of think in 5 years' time,
no,
I'll be Letterman?
I've got a 1-minute plan, and it's to play the Pet Shop Boys, Go West.
Oh, good. That's a good track.
That's all I know that's coming. Even after that, I don't know what's happening. Actually, I do. I'll be chatting with David Tennant a little bit more.
We're in the moment. It's
Bobby
nice.
Travel will wander through. There'll be some news with Ricky Babyface Salmon at some point.
What happened to Vanilla Fudge? Is she still here?
She is. She's not on today. Look at Ricky. He doesn't look old enough, does he?
Oh.
He couldn't buy wine in a supermarket, and he's reading the news. Here's the Pet Shop Boys, Go West. More David after this. Hello. Bobby and David Tennant, together at last.
Oh, it's been too long.
Meant to be. Because you did this. You did Saturday Morning on Radio 2.
Right, Catherine Tate and I were Jonathan Ross's stand-ins for a while, yes. Yeah. We didn't get the call when he left. It's slightly miffed, I'll be honest.
Well, it's very difficult now because, of course, there's travel to contend with. You didn't have travel back then.
You're right, we couldn't have coped with that.
You know, we've got sport now. It's a whole different game.
He needed a professional on a different level. You know,
back then, it was easy, David. It was easy.
It's true.
Now it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Look at me, I've printed out emails.
Oh, it's not only that, it's cross platform.
Oh.
You've got emails going on,
and it's global.
Yeah,
Ashley in Northern Ireland, she's emailed in. Can you say to David that all his absolute DT fangirls, do you know them?
Not personally, but I've heard it before.
They say a massive hello.
Well, that's very nice. Hello back.
Did you know you were trending last night? You were the number one topic worldwide for hours last night on Twitter.
That's what happens if you get put on with a pig.
Is that what they were talking about?
Yeah. It takes that kind of commitment to the Twitterverse.
Citali Fabian.
Yeah.
They're not here. They can't correct me. They live in Mexico.
Wow.
And they were having a Twitter party celebrating David Tennant's return to the small screen. Isn't that very good? And they're staying up late to listen to this show and the interview. It's 2:20, apparently, in the morning there.
Wow.
Michelle in Nashville, Tennessee, woke up very early to say hello to you.
This is very lovely.
Yeah. And then lots of weird ones about people who saw your pilot, Rex.
Really?
All going, tell him it was really good. Oh. There were just too many law shows on.
Very
kind of industry kind of.
Very industry, very insider.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to see that. I'm sure it's in a safe at NBC somewhere. I think you get shot if you try and get that out.
Well, maybe that's where they're anonymous. Here's one called Joanne. Start looking for her now, NBC. Back her down. You could do another show about looking for people who've seen the pilot.
Yes, like bounty hunters for pilot leaks.
So obviously single father.
Yes.
Single father, that's all done and dusted. You're making the movie now, but you're in a few movies coming out.
I've got a couple of films coming out next year, Fright Night and Decoy Bride as well.
Decoy Bride sounds like a rom-com
it
to me.
It is a little bit of a rom-com.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Who are you rom-coming with?
Kelly MacDonald.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
He's just great. And Alice Eve. Also very great. She's Trevor's daughter. Not that that defines her. She's a bit of a movie star in her own right, frankly. She's currently doing the new X-Men movie, and she's going to be huge.
Oh, wow.
So we got her before she exploded.
Well, is that a British rom-com?
Yeah, yeah. Filmed in the Isle of Man and Glasgow.
Well.
Yeah.
You've lived.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going back to New Mexico?
I'm done. I finished, this time last week. We were finishing off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? What are you going to do? Or are you just lying down with a rag now?
No, I think there's something else before the end of the year. It's not quite confirmed yet. You know how these things go. Maybe another play. Another play would be nice.
I was just going to say that you should do another play. Because I didn't go to the last one.
So, you want to miss the next one as well?
Yeah, so, that's the great thing about living in London.
If I do another play, do you promise you'll come?
I promise.
Yeah?
I promise.
Because you like a bit of a first night. I often see you at a first night.
I do, don't I? Yeah.
If we do another play, you have to come to the first night.
It is terrible. I do feel like I've stood in rooms with warm white wine with you quite a lot.
We have, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Get it up, love.
I know. Isn't it terrible?
Oh.
Week two, and I'm full of phlegm. Now, look, we're releasing you back into the wild.
Back into the community.
Yes, they're down there. They're waiting. They're probably on little transistors now. He's coming!
Don't be mean to the nice people.
I bigged them up earlier. I said they were washed and sane.
Yeah.
Which many fans of people aren't. So you've done very well.
I'm very proud of my fan base.
Lovely.
And all their fragrant glory.
Yeah, you'll probably take them out for lunch. Yeah, during the records, kids, he was saying, yeah, he'll take you all out to lunch.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But before you go, you've chosen a song. Now, have you chosen this song for a lady?
No. No. Yeah, I see. You say you've chosen a song. Let me let you into a clue, listeners.
Oh.
They don't like you just choose a song.
You've given a choice of
Can
two.
Can you give us a choice of three, love? Three. Because we don't trust you, really. So, yes, this was one of three songs that I chose for your show.
Is there any reason or you just like it?
I just really like this song. And the last time I was in America for any length of time, I heard this on the radio a lot. And I came back and did a bunch of radio shows and promoted this record. And it hadn't been out in Britain yet. And then it was number one. And I feel personally responsible.
Yeah.
This song has something to do with
romance for you, I think.
It really isn't.
I think it's so romantic.
It is a lovely song.
It is.
And you know, I saw John Barrowman singing it the other night. Yeah.
I can only imagine what an oral treat that was.
It was glorious.
David Tennant, thank you very much for being our guest
today. Thank you, Graham. It's been a real pleasure.
Here's Owl City, Fireflies. You would not